You're listening to Solomon Says, where we talk about tiny stories. And I tell you my big opinions. Hey guys, remember how everyone was like, okay, fine, we'll have the Olympics in Sochi, even if Putin is passing homophobic legislation and even if the government is turning a blind eye to gay bashings, if not outwardly encouraging them? Because, you know, it's the Olympics, and a lot of countries have crappy human rights records. And anyway, we're supporting the athletes and not Putin. And wait a second, are those our athletes posing for selfies with Vladimir? Fast forward a month or so, and guess who's feeling like he just won a gold medal himself? That's right, the shirtless Russian cowboy decides to annex Crimea in a way Pauline Marois can only dream about. And again, there's nothing anybody can do. Russia has a veto in the Security Council, and Europe is flooded with billions of rubles in energy contracts. The West needs Russia's cooperation on Syria and Iran. Meanwhile, sad images of the Ukrainian military capitulating are seen on the evening news. Basically, soldiers cleaning out their desks from Crimean bases, walking to their cars with boxed-up plants and staplers. But there is one story that has slipped through the cracks during this very low-budget sequel to the Cold War. One group of fighters that were not allowed to go home, but who were forced to switch sides and now play for Team Russia. One group of fighters so elite they don't even have desks or families. Ukraine's combat dolphins. Ukrainian dolphins will now attack the enemy scuba divers, identify seafloor mines, and patrol open waters at the behest of Moscow, according to Moscow. And this, dear listeners, is the best hope we have. A fleet of flippers who will only pretend to work for their new Russian overlords while devising a way to wrest control of Crimea and return it to Ukrainian rule. Ladies who wear their hair braided like crowns atop their heads will let their hair down and rejoice. The dolphin will be the new symbol of Ukraine, and the new revolutionary cry will be a dolphin noise. There is really no animal more perfect for the Russians to have taken than the dolphin. An intelligent being that engages in group sex, gay sex, and even nasal sex. I'm talking blowhole. They've also been shown in some cases to act sexually towards humans. Solomon says, dear Ukrainian dolphins, can one of you please make out with Vladimir Putin? You'll know who he is. He's the guy without a shirt or conscience. This has been another edition of Solomon Says, only on The Comedy Show with Joey Elias.
Damn straight it's only here. Where else are you going to get it? Oh, Jess Solomon's website.